What a joy to be in God's house on this Christmas Eve. Amen. 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 One of the things that we have for you today, I'm going to ask Brother Joe Vogel out there. In just a little bit, we're going to finish our service on Silent Night, and Joe does a wonderful rendition. One of the verses he sings in German, so I'm looking forward to that. For just a moment before, I think Terry has a special number for us, but I just wanted to share. Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, into the house of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. So it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. The seventh verse in the second chapter of the book of St. Luke. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them at the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were greatly afraid. Then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you that will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly hosts praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to all men." Amen? Amen. Heavenly Father, I had a special blessing under the reading of your word today. We thank you for this day. We thank you for the joy that you bring to our hearts. We just thank you to have this opportunity to be here to celebrate your birth. We ask this in Jesus' name, all God's people. Amen. 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 Gentleman walked in this morning and said, "How long are you going to preach?" I said, "Just a minute or two." I think it's just so good to be here. Some things you just got to be in. I know, and I first of all want to thank last week all the gifts, all the people are so generous, and thank you for the kindness and the warmth that you showed me and all the folks here at Mount Calvary. I want to compliment you that you've gotten over you pretty much made it through the busyness of the season, because trust me, if you ain't bought it by now, you're a little late. I know at certain times when you feel overwhelmed, someone was telling me about a lady coming into the airport, international flight coming in. She'd flown in from Paris. She had 8 children under the age of 10. As she gathered all of her youngsters there, all the suitcases, she's headed to customs. And as a young customs officer looked at her, he says, "Ma'am, is all this yours?" She looked at him. She says, "Yes, they're all mine." So he started in his little interrogation. "Ma'am, do you have any guns, contraband, any drugs in your possession?" And she looked at him. She said, "Son, if I had any of those, I would have used them by now." Sometimes Christmas feels like that. Doesn't have to be. It doesn't have to be. The greatest joy in Christmas is that Christ came. Christ came. Do you hear that little timing on that little baby right there? Bill, you got that timing down. We get to the part of the baby in the sermon. We go, yes, that's perfect. And I know that, amen, you heard that amen. And the greatest joy is that Jesus came to save us from our sins. I was told some years back that there was a mother who had a little 3-year-old girl, and on a Sunday night at home, when she was put into bed, she took the covers and pulled them almost all the way over her head. And her mom came in and goes, "Oh, I'm sorry." She said, "You don't want to say your prayers tonight?" She says, "No, I don't want to say my prayers tonight." And she said, "Why?" She said, "Well, I was in Sunday school today, and the Sunday school teacher said that Jesus will take away all our chins." You want me to get the kids back up and start asking more questions here? You know, if I heard the phrase that Jesus will take away all our chins, that would be pretty scary to me too. But I'm here to tell you that the story about Jesus is not a scary one. And I'm here to tell you that Jesus came into this world to save his people from their sins. But he didn't come with power. He didn't come in all the armies that he could have called. No, he came as a baby. And the most important thing is that God came to us. There's a song that the Kingsmen sing, and it's, "He came to me, he came to me." If Matt was here this morning, he could do a wonderful rendition of it. "He came to me." Some years ago, there was a writer. His name was Dennis Covington. And we talk about when he was young, during the long summer days, that when he was a kid, he'd be out playing ball. And at the end of the day, as the sun was starting to go down, that the mothers would come out and call for their sons. "Johnny, Tommy, Jessup, Hunter, Brad." Sometimes they'd ring cowbells, like sometimes we have to do here at Mount Calvary. But he said his father was the one responsible to get him back to the house. And he said his father would walk down to the ball field where they're playing, in a very soft voice, he'd say, "Dennis, time to go home." And he would walk, father and son, back to the house. And he said later on that God spoke to him in his heart of hearts, saying that, "That's what I did for you. I sent my son to you." A lot of people out there saying, "I found God, and I did this, and I'm finding this, and I'm finding that." But I'm here to tell you that the greatest part of this story that we celebrate today is that God came to you. He came to send a son, born, that little ball of joy, sent to save his people from their sins. I believe that's why we sang in the first song, the ending is Emmanuel, because it states that God is with us. When you think about Christmas, think about Emmanuel, God with us. Here at Mount Calvary, things are always different. You never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to be next. That's sort of the way life is. All the plans that I make are just an opportunity for God to change them. I don't know how your life goes. I don't know how the plans that you make in your life. I don't know how the things and I don't know many people have got it all figured out. I really haven't met one. I've had a lot of people tell me they got it all figured out. But I'm here to tell you, this is the greatest story, the greatest joy of a God who would love us enough to send his son to be born, to save his people from their sins. Amen? Amen. Now, Joe, I want everybody to turn to Silent Night. What's the number for Silent Night there? I should have it. 195. Joe, come on up. Now, Joe's going to start off, and if any of you know perfect German, do not correct Joe.
Can I tell you just a little bit about Silent Night for anyone who doesn't know? The song will be 200 years old next December 24th in 2018. It was written by Josef Mohr, a parish priest in Oberndorf, Austria, and their organ was broken for their service that time. And he had no music, and he had words to the song, but no music. So he went to a neighboring town, and he asked Franz Gruber, who was a schoolmaster and organist, if he could hurriedly put together some music that they could sing and play the guitar with. And thus we have what many consider the most beautiful of all the Christmas songs, or the best loved. I think O Holy Night, to me, is the most beautiful. But anyway, this is the first verse of what Joseph Moore wrote. And I'm out of my comfort zone, and I have frogs, but I'm going to try. Still a knocked, eilig a knocked, all a schlaved, einsam wacht, nur das traute hoch, heiliger Paar, hol der Knabe im Schlaf in himmlischer Ruh, schlaf in himmlischer Ruh.
Everyone.
Silent night, holy night, all is calm.
In German. Now you heard us all sing a little thing called Silent Night, Holy Night. We're going to finish by standing up, and you're going to turn in your hymnals to, I think it's 192. We're going to hit that part where it says, glow. Miss Ruby says, you got to do this. You just got to do this. But I want to impress upon you, enjoy. Enjoy everything about this season. Enjoy those that have brought joy to your heart. And I know that under the sound of my voice, that so many here have brought joy to others. And I think that makes God smile. I heard a long time ago, little girls walking down the road and with her mother and the thunderstorms, and her mother was so concerned, but when that lightning, the little girl would just smile, and she says, how can you be smiling? Aren't you afraid? She says, no, that's God taking pictures of me. Trust me, folks. God loves you. And I think if there's ever been a church I've ever known that has ever shown that love one to another, that's this church, and I'm very proud of that. So I just ask you today that you'll enjoy. You'll think about those that we heard in the prayer request, not so fortunate. You'll think about those who are celebrating Christmas for a first time without a loved one, and trust me, folks, that's difficult. But I'm here to tell you, there is joy. There is joy. Because God sent a little baby to save his people from their sins. Heavenly Father, we've gathered in your house. We've sung songs. We've sung these wonderful Christmas carols. And God, you've just given us a warm spirit. We've had folks that have shared their talent for the glory of God, and we thank you for that. But most of all, God, we thank you for the gift that you sent. And we hope now that as As the nation we live in needs healing, that you'll bring that, God. The families, as we gather together, and these families need healing, God, you will bring that. You bring healing to bodies, to spirits. And God, you will just make those that are trying to celebrate a first Christmas without a loved one, you'll make it tolerable, God, and you'll just allow them to know in their heart of hearts that you love them. So Heavenly Father, we thank you for the day. We thank you for the joy, and we thank you for every good gift that you've given us. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. If you'll stand to your feet, if you'll turn to hymn number 192, sing along with me. After that, I want you to turn around and shake people's hand and give them hugs and all that stuff. And don't be in any hurry out there. 192, Angels We Have Heard on High. Make sure you just shake hands and enjoy each other's company.